You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back on another episode of Friends Next Door. This is Mia.
It's Zan.
It's Kwan.
It's Thomas.
It gets weaker and weaker. I know.
We haven't had all the orders. We haven't had all the orders.
That's okay. We butcher our intro, but that's okay. But we have a great episode for you guys today. I think this is going to be an interesting discussion. And I don't remember how this came about, but basically, you know, like the topic is lies. There are different kinds of lies that we tell, whether we tell it to ourselves or to others. We know about little white lies. But specifically today, we're talking about the lies that we tell ourselves. And originally, the idea that I had was like little lies that we tell ourselves to make me feel better.
Right.
But then, you know, I think we can also expand that to like lies that we tell ourselves to sleep better at night.
So it's like an example. I think a good way, one maybe to start with, an example that I hear perhaps all the time is like, I can't do this. Thomas just interjected and disagreed. But this is, there's a couple of these that we want to kind of talk through, because
I think the easiest one is like, they'll change.
Yeah, that one is one we should talk through as well.
Yeah, like I can't do this, more like self-doubt probably, or it's like not realizing, but like, oh, they'll change, but they won't.
Yes, exactly.
All right, and it's like you tell yourself the lie so you could just keep on going.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
keep on going.
You know, you're afraid of what might happen, right? If the person doesn't change, you're like, we're going to have to break up.
Yeah.
Or this relationship is, you know, not going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reality perhaps is tougher to face than like this thing that you kind of tell yourself that you hold out for. Maybe things that we justify. Like, it's more so things that we say to justify things that we do. Even the, I can't do it. It's like, so you don't have to.
So you don't have to
do it. You don't have to work hard to do it. Sometimes, but so like sometimes these are actually true. He might, like maybe it will, things will change, and maybe you actually can't do it. But more, do we think more often than not, they're used to kind of justify something?
That's right. And I think for something like that, only we would know why we're saying these things, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Thomas.
What's the lie I tell myself?
Yes. Well, when we say, I can't do it. And then you said, but that's true.
What do you mean by
most
that?
Most of the times when I say that, I really can't do it.
Yeah, I think of all the things I can't do. I'm very incapable of a lot
so
of
Thomas
things.
So Thomas is actually very honest with himself.
Well, let's push back on that. What do you mean? Like, what are things that you have said, I can't do this?
I can't dunk a basketball on a regulation hoop.
I can't, you know, paint a Van Gogh, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you know, there's some of the things that I've just come to terms that I'm not good at, and I'm at peace with it.
Okay.
Like, I know I'm not a creative person,
right,
and I'm okay
with
it.
Right.
So, like, I have no rhythm.
Right.
I'm, like, really not good with artistic things.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's, like, photography or, like, music related.
Right.
And I'm okay with it.
And a lot of people aren't, you know?
Yeah.
Why do I relate to you so much about that? Because I'm like, I am also not a creative person. Our MBTIs are the same.
That's
so
right.
Like, that's why.
You guys
Kwan
are the
and
same
I are like
person.
You know, the artistic kids.
Yeah, like I got a guitar for my birthday a couple of years ago, and I can still only play the E chord. That's it.
It's hard. If you didn't grow up musically, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to just develop it.
Well, you have some rhythm.
Really? That's not very good.
Rhythm is hard. I have no. I could play an instrument. I have no rhythm.
No.
My rhythm is so bad.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like when I play the piano, I have to memorize the rhythm. I cannot I know this rhythm signature, and I can't like beat it out in my head. It's like that. Like it just doesn't work. Like I have to when the teacher put on the metronome, I'm not following it. I'm just remembering like, oh, he paused there. So I'm going to pause there. I'm like, it's a lie. They're like, oh, that's pretty good. It's a little off. I'm like, yeah, cool. I have no rhythm.
Yeah.
Can't dance.
Yeah.
Can't sing. Can't.
Same. You know, and like for like photography stuff, it's like, I just have a general idea of like, okay, rule of thirds. I need a grid. And then
it's hard.
But it's like some people, for some folks, it's like an innate sense.
Yeah,
it's intuitive. It comes to them.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I have to actively think about it.
Yeah.
But like we're all different in that way.
You just have a method.
Yeah.
Like, no, he can't do it. Because even if he knows the principles of a good photograph, you have to be born with that. Just like there's so many things I can't do that's not related to art. Like, I just can't. Like, I can't. Like, to this day, you know, like, things with computers, like, just doesn't. Like,
is this geriatric?
It's like, yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like,
let's try,
but you still can't get it.
Yeah. So maybe your bar is too high for when you can say, I can do this. Like photography. I just don't think he lies.
That's not a lie he tells himself. I can accept that.
I have an example.
You know what I mean? He knows his limitations.
Right? I think it's like, usually when people say, I can't do that, it's like, hey, can you hang out? And then you're like, I can't.
Okay,
but that's not like a lie you tell yourself, right?
Okay,
is that my
example.
It is. I think it's a lie that you tell yourself and the other person.
I think it's just
We're nitpicking, but it's like, I don't want to.
Like, you don't want to deal with it.
You don't want to.
You don't
want to
deal with it.
I'm busy. Yeah. You could even say, I'm busy.
Yeah, it's just an excuse when they're like, I can't do that day.
Yeah.
Because they don't
like,
want to do
I don't,
it.
Exactly. Okay. I'm busy that day. Yeah. I'm busy that day so is even better than I can't.
I think
there's very few times when you vocalize something to someone.
So
and say,
here's the difference, right? Lies we tell ourselves are things we partially believe. When you say, I can't hang out, you're literally just making an excuse why you can't hang out.
Okay,
you don't
actually
want to hang out.
What about this example?
That's the difference.
When we went to obstacle course,
right?
I was like, I can't do that.
But she can.
But I went through the course.
And you did it, but that's not... Okay, I think we have better examples. I think that, because the thing is, you were like, I can't do that, but obviously you're going to try to do it.
No, but that's the thing, right? If I were stuck in that, I would be stuck in that mindset.
Right.
Like, I can't do it, so I would not be even starting.
But you did it with us. Because we made you.
Exactly.
No, I think the lies that we tell, like, in the context of like, like what helps us sleep, is like things that are not really true, but like you have to tell yourself that.
Exactly.
So like it's more about yourself, right? Or, like, it's more about your conscience, right?
Yeah.
Versus like whether it's like a white lie or an excuse or something like that. So like I could tell myself I am enough. And like even
that's
even
a good
if
one.
I,
you
if
aren't
I,
enough.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sublime. even if it's like you don't feel that way, or if you can quantify it that you are not good at things in certain ways, but like at night you're like, I'm enough, and then goes away. Like that.
Wait,
that's how
is
I imagine
the
it, right?
I am enough the lie?
Yeah.
But see that. That's Thomas. It's like Thomas is the glass half empty.
The glass is empty.
The glass is half empty.
There's nothing in the glass.
And it's like
the glass is shattered.
I think the other one's like
I mean, you can also delude yourself into be like, I am the best.
I am the best. Yeah. Oh, that's another lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the ones where they're like, yeah, he's gonna call.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No,
that's another one too. Yeah.
Like, he's just not that into you. That movie's real.
Yes.
Every scenario in that movie, we know somebody or we've been through that scenario.
Yeah.
That's a real, like, they're just not that into you.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
You know? Yeah, I think so. Like,
if they didn't call you after, like, whatever, not going to call you. Like, their game is not that strong. Trust me. Like, especially these days where, like, the dating game, like,
dating,
I don't know.
I've talked to a lot of daters now.
Mm-hmm.
Dating these days is scary.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. So none of us are. Well, you're. Okay. Anyway,
it's similar.
We're gonna do a date. We have a friend that's gonna come on. This is a whole tangent, right? We're gonna do that lies. People lie about in their dating profile.
Right. Oh.
And my friend now has given me so many because she goes on like 3 dates a week.
Oh.
Wait, your friend is a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's instantly much easier for her.
What do you mean?
Like, there's like so much more demand for her.
But
than,
it's
yeah.
like
than
the success
way.
Rate is what he's saying. Like, it's not even that.
But
high,
I mean, I guess my whole point is like, that's a, like, if you feel like, if you're telling yourself, oh, they they are, they, we had a great time, but mm-hmm. maybe I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt. No, that's a lie you tell yourself.
Yeah. It's similar to the, you know, he'll change or they'll change.
Very similar. Things you tell yourself to make yourself feel better, essentially.
Because it should just be like, listen, we didn't connect and they didn't, they're not that into me for whatever reason. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault. Exactly.
That's just what it is.
I think that's the blame part. There's always like a bit of blame that we are trying to avoid in these little lies, because it should be what you just said. It's like, we didn't connect. It's not going to work out. He's not interested for whatever reason. Yeah. It's not necessarily my fault. It's just like, we didn't connect.
Yeah. Like lies I tell myself is like, I'll just work out. Like
I'll do it tomorrow.
That's another one. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
It's like, it will happen. I will do it tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. Like those are just like the procrastinating lies that we tell ourselves, right? And in reality, it's been years. And unless you actually like go do it, it's not. And consistently, you can't just go do it once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You actually have to have a game plan and follow it.
Because for that, it's like, I won't do this. It's not my priority right now.
Yeah. Until it is.
It's just not right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah. So there was a quote that I heard, I think by Milton Friedman or something like that. But I think he said something along the lines of that the most interesting thing about humans is not that they can think, like compared to like the animal kingdom, is that they can rationalize.
Right.
Mm. And because of that, they can either, you know, delude themselves or hype themselves up, things like that. And like be able to do all these sorts of like mental gymnastics.
That's right.
Where other like you know,
yeah, like a lion's not like, I need to become Simba. They're just like, I'm gonna go out hunt for my prey, like, but like humans are, they, you know, they're like, I'm gonna be the king, or I'm gonna dethrone that person, I'm gonna invade that country, or you know, like right, the lion's just, I gotta go hunt.
Well, animals are territorial, they're instinctual, and those are like the nuances where
it could prevent you from moving on, like these, sometimes the lies can be crippling.
Let's say
health wise, like
it's gonna get better, or
situationally you could say, oh, it's always gonna get better, but you don't do anything about it, right? Or you're morbidly obese and you're like, oh, it's fine, or and then you have like, you get a debilitating disease because of it because you didn't do something about it, you know? Or you keep yourself in a relationship that's not healthy for you.
Wait, have you guys heard the phrase "Delulu is the Salulu"?
No, where'd you hear this? Is this
I've only heard this from Reddit? Delulu.
No, it's like an Instagram thing.
What does this mean?
No, it's just that's literally it. Delusion.
So what's it short for?
Delusion is a solution. But it's not.
Because
it's crippling.
I got to ask Yi because she keeps up on these.
But it's,
I'm
going
to text it to her later. Babe, did you ever heard of Delulu is Salulu?
No, but it's the same lines of like fake it till you make it kind of deal. We say this as, I mean, I say this as a joke now, but like it kind of makes sense to me. Yeah. Like Delulu is
Salulu. See, I liked the delusionment.
Because this is where it's two sides of the same coin, where it's like you could go down very different paths and it be crippling and like it doesn't help you because you're actually delusional,
right?
And it's thinking not that it's a solution. Like,
or
it indicates that being delusional is a permanent state
versus like being like fake it till you make it is like more, you know that you're not there yet, but you're gonna keep going. Versus like you're literally delusional. You have no, like, it's okay to not know what you're doing. I think that it's fine to not know what you're doing, but to not know what you're doing to the sense where you lie to yourself. Actually, you're lying. Like it'll get better, or he's gonna change. It's gonna change. Is it gonna change? It depends. It depends, right?
If you keep being Delulu, probably.
Yeah, Delulu. It might. Like, I'm thinking of,
I'm gonna name my kid Delulu. D-E-L-U-L-U.
It sounds like Delulu. A Pokemon.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds
like a celebrity's kid name.
what is that bird Pokemon with the three heads?
Dodrio.
Yeah.
No, but what's it's like Dodo, Doduo, Dotrio.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, I'm thinking like Sam Bankman Fried, you know, with what was it?
FTX.
FTX.
Yeah.
Like, Was he deluding himself? And like, you know, right
was
now
his parents were probably deluding. Huh?
Was that the Sululu?
I mean, if he had just continued the game a little bit longer, like crypto is on the rise again, and he would have been solvent.
Can you give context for people that don't know?
Oh yeah, so like for Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, it was just like a crypto exchange, and basically he, you know, cheated a lot of people out of their money because he was using customer funds to do whatever else, and like trying to invest it and then make money off of that, and then because there's promised returns on your investment, right?
Right.
For the customers, but he lost all of it, but he was telling people there was. Anyways, it went insolvent. And so, like, it turns out a lot of the... And like, if you had just... If he had kept the game running long enough, crypto's up again, and...
He would have made money.
He could have been, you know, he could have been in the black.
Interesting.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't then. Yeah. It could be now.
So if he like, kept...
This is what keeps people in
if
Delulu.
If he kept the Delulu on for longer,
yeah,
then it could have been the Sululu.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Exactly. So it's but that is like, if you're just Delulu for long enough, it'll work out at some point.
Yeah, sure.
So you're just waiting for the some point when it's true.
Or not, and you just keep deluding yourself.
Yeah.
That could happen too.
I mean, like, you can... There's also, like, the Theranos case with Elizabeth Holmes. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the one where it's, like, a finger prick where you can do your all your
maybe
blood
eventually
analysis.
They do find the... Whatever they were looking...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the details there, but it was just like, yeah, she kept selling it. It seemed like she really...
Like, eventually
it.
The product will be what she claimed it'd be.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe just not as she was selling it. Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe that was a lie that she told herself to sleep at night. You know? You never know.
Totally.
That's true.
Yeah, because she's... there was Delulu.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I guess in a way you can argue that you need to be Delulu in order to be bold and like...
Sure.
Take...
Yeah. Think of every startup founder,
right?
How much overconfidence you need to run a company.
To sell your vision.
You have to be a little bit mad. Like,
Run your company. Imagine you're just like fresh out of college and you're hiring people with like industry experience years more than you do. And you're ordering them around, that takes some overconfidence, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But is it Delulu?
You need a little bit of that until you can actually prove yourself. And then you're like, okay, I've been Delulu enough that I found the Sululu. Yeah.
So it's like keep being crazy.
Well, I think it's like you have to maybe be in like a state of stableness before being crazy. I don't know, actually. Because
Thomas is throwing out some good arguments here.
Did I just throw out the whole thesis you guys are here?
No,
because the lies that we were thinking of are probably not to this scale.
No, because it's like, I think it's like, to be bold, to make big moves, you have to kind of like, you got to rock the boat, or you got to like flip the box like upside down. Mm. But when you have gone beyond the point of return, basically, beyond the point of say, you can't take accountability, you can't spot an error, that might be the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's like times where it's like, there's like a joke where it's like, you know, 99% of gamblers are just one win away from, you know, their next.
That's
right.
That's actually true.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like,
that's delusional. Or like, yeah, gambling, like, no, that's a lie when you're out. Cause I've been there. So I'm not allowed to gamble before I met E. I'm like a not a compulsive gambler, but I'll be like, I'm going to win it all back. That's a classic one. Like,
yeah,
no, I'll win it all back. And then you take out more money, then you're more in the hole. And you're like, next hand.
Yeah, so that's like a lie you can tell yourself. And it's also like a bit of Delulu there. Like, you might actually hit it, but likely not.
You know? I think it's okay if you are a little bit Delulu, but at least you can recognize like, man, that was a mistake. Man, that sucked. But I'm going to keep going. And if people want to leave you, because I think of people who have these long, long careers. Specifically, I think of like actors who audition for like 20 years straight, they get nothing.
Yeah, and they got to keep going.
And then they keep going. And I think it was John Krasinski, like on The Office, right? Before he got The Office, like 2 weeks before he got The Office, he was going to quit.
Yeah.
And then he got The Office.
Yeah.
And so it's those things where it's just like, when you keep going, usually things do pay off. Mm-hmm. However, if you, I do think still, if you can't spot, if you can't take accountability or spot a mistake, then I think you're headed down.
Right, right.
Because if you want to stay on the ship and it's, you know, there's all these like things wrong with the ship, at least you know these things are wrong with the ship.
Or at least like in person, if you're in these industries where you're an actor or singer or whatever, you should at least be trying hard and be good at what you do, and then you can keep going and not like, oh, you're actually, the casting director's like, you're just bad at this, stop. And you're like, no, I'm gonna keep going.
But some, I'm sure plenty of those actors, Meryl Streep, she was somebody like early on, people were like, you're not fit to be on, like, you don't look the parts, like, you're not, you shouldn't be here. And she is quite the accolades on her side. So.
Yeah,
it's hard,
I mean,
right?
It's hard. It's actually really hard. There's like no consistent trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like
being a responsible delusional person or irresponsible delusional person.
Yeah, that's a good. That's the.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like on an individual basis, like for us normal people.
Right? For the plebs.
Yeah, for the plebs. Like, I think you have to give yourself a timeline before where you have like a ramp off, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I can't do this anymore. Mm.
Yeah,
right?
I need to.
Yeah, whether it's like time, whether it's financial, whatever it is, you need like you need exit conditions essentially, right? Versus of just like, I'm only one pull away from my next fortune, right? Like,
yeah. Most of my friends who are actors, they actually like pivoted really quickly because they're like, I'm not gonna crap. This industry is, I mean, it's a crapshoot, and they were good. They were good. And then but then now they have like a stable career and a family and all that. So,
I think it's similar to like when people have, like, they achieve like one thing in their whole lives. For example, like an inventor, perhaps, or like a scientist, where like they invent this one thing and it's like their whole life's work. It is dedicated to like this one thing.
Right.
There's like a fair amount of Delulu in that. But I think it's slightly different. At least they're making progress, like in their craft, like what you're saying. It's like they're progressing.
And I guess, you know, they believe in that thing. Especially if it's a thing that will change the world. Go for it. Keep going.
Wow.
Keep going.
I also think that the rules would be applied differently depending on what the delusional idea is, right? Like in this case, we keep talking about, I'm going to make that money, or I'm going to invent something. But then if the thought that's just like constantly in your mind is something like, I can't do it, then you need to push yourself to keep doing it.
So what are some of the ones that you guys have personally that's just pertaining to you? Lies that you tell yourself, Mia, that you can go to bed at night. I mean, I guess one of the easy ones
it'll
is like,
better.
I'll do it.
Yeah. It'll get better.
It'll be fine.
But like, see, that's a weird lie, right? Because wouldn't you say your life now is better than it was last year? Do you see?
It does get better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like every year it gets better.
Oh.
I don't know. Not like exactly like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just mean like,
in most things.
There's always ups and downs. But at the end of the year, if you feel like this was a good year, then no matter what, it's good. And then it does get better. Because then next year you learn from it. So, I mean, it right? Like, you're not, where you are in life now definitely is better than you were 5 years ago and better than 10 years ago.
Right, right. But I'm also somebody who is a good critic, like self-critic. Okay. So, yes, things are good now, but then I'm also thinking about what am I going to do in the next 5 years?
Right.
Because like, I feel like...
Are you also thinking things can always get worse? Because that's me.
Because, we just talk a lot about how like some people hit gold, right? Sometimes you just got to wait and then you'll hit gold, but it could go the other way. Right. It could go catastrophically worse.
Correct.
Another lie.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm like, also maybe for what you do in your industry, you can always like, you can constantly build on your success and then do better next year, right? But I think in a corporate setting, you go up to a certain point and then you start declining from there, you
really
know? Yeah,
wouldn't it, but like, I guess my idea, if you work in the corporate world, it's just better year after year. You get raises, you get more money, you bank more money, you have more clout.
But then in order to climb up to a certain position, there's only so many people.
But like, what if you don't climb? What if you're just like in that position of, you know, like a decent position? You're not like a CEO, but you're like under that.
I think, what I'm hearing you're saying is like, at least maybe it feels like you're then just plateauing.
Yeah.
And then as other peers climb, that's funny because like
I never saw it as that because to me, like, I mean, this is how I grew up. You two, because you're a little younger than us. You guys grew up in a society where people get rewarded by climbing up the social ladder. And you see, I'm not saying that's how you guys think, but when people of your age open up social media, it's all about my leveling up. And then I grew up where it's like stability was great.
People were proud of,
like, for example, I wanted to be a guidance counselor for the longest time. Because a guidance counselor is like somebody who's at one job. There's no senior guidance counselor. There's no, like, that's why I was
director
an RA. Yeah, that's why I was an RA. You know, I'm like
assistant manager to the manager.
Yeah, or like I was a, like, I never wanted to be a restaurant manager until I took that job. Mm-hmm. But before, I'm like, okay, I'm just a stable, I'm really good at this one thing, and somebody could count on me to do this one thing.
Okay. Mm.
And sure, I might not make a jillion dollars, but I don't, that's not my expectation in life. You know, I could just make what I want. I pay my bills. I bank some money and that's good. Yeah. Right. And then now it's like, oh, if you don't get that bonus or you don't make that big sale, like,
or if you don't climb X, or you don't climb steps before you're X years old,
I think that invites the lie.
Totally.
And then that's detrimental. But if you're like, I'm happy right now. My life is getting better year after year.
Yeah.
You know, like, as we age, like, we look better, our fashions are better. Like, we always, that however that old you are, if you don't let yourself go, you will be the best version of yourself. 100%. Like, look at you, the other day, I thought somebody, my friend was like, oh, Jason Tatum is hot. Have you seen a picture of him when he first came into the league? Have you seen Klay Thompson? Have you seen your boy Steph Curry? Like, every guy that came into the league, they are they're fashion.
Damn, because they were babies.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you year after year, like, it gets better, right?
Sure.
The fashion gets better.
Just like anything in life, you go through formation, stasis, that's right. Degeneration.
So to me, I'm like,
yes, let us make the case that things will always go worse. Yeah.
It's like,
you will always ascend. You will ascend
until
you stop ascending.
But it sounds like the if you're like, if
you're just not there yet. We're not there yet.
Here. Let me make Mia's case, because I totally feel her.
Please
on
do.
Yeah. No, so it's not that there's anything wrong with hitting a terminal level.
Right.
It's more of that in kind of this age now, if you're not moving up, if you're not proving like what have I done for you today kind of thing, you're on the list to get let go.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the other threat of this is that the other pressure of this is that there's always younger people
coming in, maybe because I'm not in your industry, who can probably do
what you do.
Yeah, and they think faster than you. Right. They're more up to date with how things work.
And then
work.
They don't command such a high, for example, right?
Yeah, they're much cheaper than you.
Because, like, for example, like, one of my really good friends is a self-made person, and he's got his company, and everybody in that company has been with them for like a decade, and that job is so secure. Like, they don't make that much. They get a bonus every year, but like, ain't nobody gonna take that job because they've proven themselves being stable. That even though they can't be a CEO, he's the CEO. Like, that person's not losing their job. And same in my company, like, there's invaluable people who don't make that much, but like, they fill that role. And when new people come, it's almost like, can you even be as good as them? If you are, that's a win. Right. But you're not taking their job. They're the best at literally what they do. Mm. Right. I don't know, that maybe because my industries are different from tech. Like, I'm very old school. Like, I work in old school industries.
Yeah.
And you and the three of you guys are, I could see, like, playing devil's advocate. It's like, if you don't, then it's like, get rid of them. I don't know. It could be the case.
Yeah. No, because, like, historically, let's say for engineers, you would keep going from, like, you know, junior, senior, mm-hmm. or junior, mid-level, senior, and mm-hmm. then like principal, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to keep ascending, you have to go into management. Mm-hmm. So there's more tech companies now where they, you know, provide a track where you don't have to go into management to keep ascending. But yeah, but it's always the case where we're just like I feel it, like I don't think as fast. I get tired more easily now. It's like things are always getting worse.
Interesting.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Like,
it'll get better.
Like you lost your fastball, your zip.
Yeah, like exactly.
I used to be able to tell you that, but
yeah,
not anymore.
It's like I focus a while and then I get tired.
Dude, how about this line? I'm not that old.
Yeah. See that's funny, right? Because yeah, in a way, what I'm saying is the it does every year. I feel like okay, it gets better and better overall. But I'm still young is that's a lie. Because like that has to do with my physiology.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't do as much as before.
Right. Yeah.
We talked about in long time ago, I can't eat as much as before.
Yeah. Yeah. Father time undefeated. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah, no, like
that's real.
Like my workouts now, I focus on joints, not muscle.
Yes. Pliability.
Yeah.
Versus
like stretching. Flexibility.
No. Wait. Like I do exercises to like strengthen my joints.
Strengthen the joints.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That
so like
good. I should have done that.
So like
we have this shoulder joint awful. Oh, this went away. Remember, like, because I kept sleeping on my left shoulder? That went away.
No.
Because I was like, don't sleep on your left shoulder. Like, sleep on your back. But that was real.
Mm-hmm.
That was not good.
Yeah. Wait, was that from sleeping on one shoulder?
Dude, I don't know. Because I still sleep on it now, but like, dude,
I thought it was
happened.
From carrying a grocery bag.
No, that was like, years ago. That was years ago.
Okay, that was different.
I had other, but this last one, I don't know. Something happened. Now it's better.
Okay, good.
Thank goodness. It does get better. It will heal.
I force myself to sleep on my back just so that it wouldn't be all imbalanced. Like whether it's like shoulder,
spine,
whatever.
Do you sleep on your back? I do. I know you do.
I do. Because you know what? I don't want face wrinkles.
Face wrinkles.
Like, I know. Wow. I can see her. Because I also sleep on my back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Are women just like mummies? They're like, what's...
It's also better for your back. In general,
like
okay.
You don't want to sleep because I can easily sleep on my side and be like.
Sometimes I will. Sometimes I'll shift.
I mean, I was a stomach and side sleeper.
Like, a stomach sleeper.
Yeah.
Young. When I was younger, I slept on my stomach, but now I can't anymore.
So stomach, and then the face to the side.
Yeah.
You have to do that. I'll wake up like, oh, my neck. Yeah. Or like drool in the pillow. I used to drool a lot. Yeah. I'm a drooler, so that's why I have to.
That's
sleep
why
on my
I
back.
Got pillows that I could wash.
Oh,
wait,
good.
What pillow is that?
It was like a Casper.
Oh, it's a Casper pillow.
Yeah. A drooled on pillow is nasty.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
that
and like
stinks.
It soaks through. Yeah, that's yes, when you. That's when you gotta gross. Wash the pillow.
Disgusting, disgusting.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have it? Okay. Do we come
do you
out
have
of our
anything
lives?
Anything else?
The last one I have here is like it'll happen someday.
Mm. Are you referring to? What?
Could refer to a lot of things. So like
marriage or referring.
So it could be. I think we already touched
finding
upon
the
like
one.
The big break. Like it, yeah. Like it'll happen someday. Maybe
yeah.
The DeLulu.
Yeah.
People, it can happen someday. Yeah. But then like the personal side. You, the person right. Or
do
I
don't you
know,
tell
something.
Yourself that? Is this something you tell yourself or in general you feel?
I feel like this is something that a lot of people say to themselves and to others too. Like whenever you're talking about.
Like
relationship conversation, it's like, you know,
it'll happen.
Yeah,
for you.
It'll happen. It'll come to you. It'll come to
and
you.
And it will.
Will it?
And it will. Like it's just, it might take longer. But it will.
Yeah.
But I feel like also you have to caveat that with like, but you still need to put yourself out there. And
yes,
then,
but
you know,
you can't stop trying.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Is that something you tell yourself, Mia?
That's something that I hear a lot.
That
coming
you hear
from
a lot,
people.
People go,
yeah.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. It'll happen one
but
day.
But you're like, but you're like, I don't put myself out there enough.
Yeah, I really don't.
You're like, but how?
Yeah. Explain to me how this,
please
it could
tell
happen.
Me how. Yeah. Please send them my way.
I also feel that it'll happen for like more like personal projects.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a list of things I want to
do.
Yeah. Same. I'll like build. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it'll happen. Yeah. Yes. It does.
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
build like a. Like
it's like
AI?
More like software things. Yeah. Yeah. Like oh, when there's cool. like a small thing, like yeah. this was more when I was younger.
Yeah.
Like I was like, yeah, I want to build that. And then I get started. It's too much effort. Well, I'll do it later.
I'll do it later. See, that's the yeah. other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll do it
I
later.
Mean, I'm in that boat. I need, there's a few things like I need a personal website. I actually just need a personal website. And then like, I have this one friend, client, now friend. He's like a software engineer. He quit his job. I'm like, you voluntarily quit? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what? Everyone else is looking for a job. You're quitting your job? And then he's like, because he wants to take time off and build like a product. And I'm like,
oh,
how do you even? And he's
did
like,
did he
what?
Score big from like stock options?
Yeah, he like sold his stock in his company.
Yeah.
And then he's like, actually, I met a bunch of people recently, right now.
Huh.
When everyone else wants a job, they're like, I'm chilling for the year or two.
I think a lot of, how's this depending possible? On the industry, right? But a lot of companies were really like, they're riding high yeah. in 21.
Yeah.
So I think maybe a lot of people just sold
they
were, their
stocks. Yeah, and they're like, they're not that young. So I think they worked for a while. But he was like, yo, what real estate product can I build? I'm like,
interesting.
Or do you, what? Like, you sure you want to dive deep into this? Are you going to build it? If I tell you, are you going to build it? No, you're not, dude, because it's not interesting. And you have to like, you know, you have to like. But I was like, if I only knew how to code stuff, I could build my own thing.
No, Thomas. No. Ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. That's ooh. What I was reading now, because I'd be like, can you just, and the basic stuff yeah. I want to build. Like, can you build me a this so I could search this? Like I'm not yeah. like building a product for the yeah. world. Like I just want
just
make
for me,
my
me,
life
for
easier.
Yeah. yeah.
Like can you, because like right now, you know, you go online, you have to like what you need, you have to go do manually. I can't just tell a computer to do this. Like go online, find me all this stuff, give me a graph. So I could show somebody, like, oh here. That's what
maybe,
I want.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not on that boat. Yet.
That's fair.
But yeah. Yeah. My website will happen. My own website. I already bought the domain like 10 years ago, dayinchen.com.
Oh, nice.
Actually, I think I let the hosting lapse.
Oh.
Because I bought it for like $30 like 15 years ago.
Do you pay every year to
yeah, like
keep
30,
that?
Like $20.
Yeah, to renew it. Yeah. yeah.
And now it's like, they're like, I think years ago, they were like, the lie came to an end, because every year I'm gonna put something on there, and then finally they're like, "Do you want to renew?" I'm like, "No." Even for $30, I don't want to renew. So somebody could buy it, guys.
That's true. That's
somebody
true.
Could steal my name. Somebody could steal my name.
Did we cover all the lies that we had?
I think we did.
The lies that we tell.
I think we did.
We learned. I'm glad we learned this new slogan. The Lulu
is Salulu. Is the Salulu? I'll send it to you guys later. Yeah.
So summary is like, it's hard to tell whether you're irresponsibly Delulu or responsibly Delulu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really like only you can really know.
That's
like
right.
if you are being delusional.
Again, yeah. it requires honest conversation with yourself to figure it out.
But yeah.
Yes.
It will get, I do think it will get better.
Mm-hmm.
It will get better.
And it will happen.
But it can always get worse.
Yeah, it can. But I think roller coaster.
That's
roller coaster.
That's
roller coaster. All right. All right. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Bye.
Bye.